News from Oroville, March 30th, 2007, on microphone Shiraz and Marlenka.
Here's Smithy and Orphan expressing themselves with their experiences with Oroville Radio.
So, Smithy, what do you think of this radio program for youth?
I think it could be a very interesting experiment and a lot of new views and possible synthesis could come, because at our age we're not yet into the politics, well, not all at least, and we see things from a different point of view. We may have even, you can say, an idealistic point of view, but that's necessary. And I think it's a pity that there are so little youth who actually bothered to come for this. If there's people from all over with different opinions, even conflicting ones, it should be a very good opportunity to try and see what we can do to help Orville. What about you? What do you think of this program?
I would say it's a very interesting program as an idea. Like you said, I think it's interesting that people... It could be interesting with different views and knowing what everyone thinks of Orville. And it could become interesting, but once again, yeah, we're too few with similar opinions. A lot of us from law school, and we all have a way of thinking which is different from quite a few others of the youth.
Who haven't come.
Yeah, I guess. But it's interesting anyways. Having good fun with the apparatus, as you say.
So do you hope this program works out, and what do you hope it becomes eventually?
I guess it I hope it becomes something where people can come and talk about their views, talk about what Orville, the outside world, whatever they want, and a way to express yourself without having to get into the politics necessarily.
And more particularly in reference to youth, how do you think they can contribute through this program?
First, with motivation, because with the number of people there are here, I don't see much motivation. A lot of the youth in Orville nowadays just want to get their papers and get out. So I don't think that's very encouraging. But even if we could get some of their views on all of this, because they must have a reason to want to live or leave Orville and things like that. So,
yeah, just like today at lunch we heard that staying in Orville would mean that you're a failure. What do you think of that?
It's a way of seeing the world. I think if the school systems encourage that, we're not going very far. So, what to do?
How will we make the next generation have a better opinion of Orville?
I guess talking to them about it, because in most of the school systems that I've been through, I came out not knowing anything about Orville, Mother or Sri Aurobindo, nothing about India, so, and more about the outside world, and reading history through American books where they tell us of the Aryan invasions. I think we have to find an alternative education.
And you think this program could help, at least for maybe the younger generation, since this generation has already been molded in a certain direction?
I guess it could, but then it would be interesting to also talk to the younger people through this radio program.
How young?
I don't know. I guess we could start early, but the thing is that the capacity of expressing themselves might not be very present.
But they still have opinions. They still have unthought-out, unconscious judgments.
Probably, but I'm not sure how much they can formulate it.
Yeah, sure. But if they listen, they don't necessarily have to be the ones talking.
It's true. The problem with this radio program is that to listen to it in Oroville, you have to be on internet, and it costs a lot of money. So if it could be possible to at least have this radio program running in a different way in Oroville, so people of Oroville could listen to it without being on internet.
That's another thing about this program. It's more oriented towards the outside, no? And maybe a broadcasting should be... I mean, I know they're working on it, but that would be a good thing.
Well, I would say a lot of the things in Oroville are made or done for the outside. So I think, yeah, it would be first important to focus on ourselves.
A meeting on Sunday, 1st of April, at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, 3:30 p.m. All Aurovillians and working groups are wholeheartedly invited to attend the first of a series of in-depth gatherings of the residents of Oroville. Since each of us is part of the problem, and therefore is also part of the solution, all are warmly invited to attend.
A residents' assembly meeting on Monday, 16th of April, at 5 p.m., at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. To ratify the management team members proposed for the new Planning and Development Research Organization. The team wants to propose itself for approval as a team rather than as individuals. All concerned Aurovillians are encouraged to attend. A list of proposed team members and a few proposal modifications appear on the AVNet.
Please cut trees only when absolutely necessary. Some months ago at the Mitra entrance to the town hall, trees were cut to make room for a parking lot and an artificial and expensive sunshade was constructed. Surely the shade of the trees was much cooler and more effective, and there was enough space for the vehicles which at present park there. Remember, every tree we cut makes Oroville a little bit hotter. An information gathering meeting about the continuous process of spraying toxic pesticides, which harms the health of all, at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity, Wednesday, 4th of April, 5 p.m. Thursday, 30th of March, 6 p.m., listen to Sri Aurobindo's epic poem, Savitri, read by the mother with Sunil's music, under the vast open sky at sunset.
On Monday, the 2nd of April, a full moon walk, beginning with meditation under the banyan tree at 7 p.m., the silent walk begins at 7:45 p.m.
A sustainable living workshop at Sadhana Forest, Thursday, 5th of April. Meet at 9 a.m. outside the gate of Oro Orchard and cycle or drive together to Sadhana Forest. Don't forget your hats and water. For more information, contact www.oroville.info/WISP.
Hatha Yoga classes, suited for beginners as well as those more experienced. Presented by Stacy Friedlander, a visitor from South Africa, certified under Art of Living Yoga training. April 3rd, 6th, and 10th, starting at 5 p.m. at Verite Hall.
At Savitri Bhavan, the program for April, the regular courses continue, as usual, including the Om Choir, intoning the Om from within on Tuesday, 6 p.m., and the Mother's Recorded Talks Wednesdays, 5 to 6 p.m., comments on Sri Aurobindo's thoughts and aphorisms in French. A transcript in French with an English translation is provided.
Liquid Flow Basic Course at Quiet Healing Center, between the 10th and the 15th of April, daily from 1:30 to 6. Call Quiet's reception at 2622-646.
A painting exhibition by Louis of Svedam at Pitanga, 24th of March to 7th of April. Daily, 8 to 12:30 and 2 p.m. to 5:30. Saturday afternoon and Sundays closed.
Oradan Art Gallery in Pondicherry presents an exhibition of paintings, lithographs, and sculptures by Avijit Roy from Delhi. On the 12th of April, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and from 2:30 to 6:30 p.m. The opening is on the 29th of March, Thursday, at 6:30 p.m., number 33 Rue François Martin, Pondicherry.
The Abduction of Sita, a contemporary dance drama by an Indo-German initiative, Joachim Schlomer and his group, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nevas, 8 p.m. on the 6th and 8th of April.
Quoting a philosophic jest, "Of course I believe in free will. I can't help it."
The news is a reflection of the growth process of Auroville and its ideals of harmony, goodwill, discipline, and truth. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka. In studio, Danielle, Samuel, and Julie.
For further information, please check the website auroville.org. Thank you for listening.